The rest of the story. Lou figured he must have the most hateful job in the world. It was a thankless, low-paying, alternately boring and terrifying position teaching physical education in an elementary school. It was the children themselves who made the job so disagreeable. They despised their teacher. And he didn't think much of them either. All day they were wild and screaming. He did whatever they liked, whenever they liked. Lou would tell friends, "Sometimes I want to kill every one of them." That's a direct quote. But he swore he'd stick it out until something really big came along. One day something big came along, and that is the rest of the story. Lou started selling insurance. Oh, he kept on teaching at the same time. In fact, he almost had to. You see, the insurance company had an arrangement with the school. An administrator would call the parents and tell them Lou would be visiting them, and then Lou would show up and pitch a policy. He made a point of arriving just at meal time. That way he stood the best chance of finding the entire family at the table and in their home. Of course, none of the parents ever wanted to buy insurance, not at first. But Lou kept talking, and he kept talking, and he kept talking. And so persuasively did he represent his company's insurance that eventually most of his prospective clients came around. Sometimes they'd say, "Let me think it over," but later on, as often as not, a youngster would approach him in school saying that his parents had decided to purchase a policy. Before long, Lou was making a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money, almost 40 times his school salary, and for only 4 hours' work every day. But wouldn't you know, it was too good to last. Lou was a good talker, but he talked too much. He talked himself hoarse, ruined his voice, wound up with a nodule on his vocal cords, and had to quit his lucrative profession of selling insurance. And even teaching, because it required much talking, was now virtually out of the question. Poor Lou. Poor Lou, he'd never had a great deal of ambition for anything. He loved sports. Particularly loved playing sports, but there was no living in that. At least he would no longer have to endure the indignity of herding uncivilized school children through gymnastics and games. Lou took considerable comfort in that. That was more than 30 years ago. That was late 1960. But Lou's parents, who had practically been supporting him until he scored as an insurance salesman, Lou's parents were more than ever concerned about their son. Surely, they figured, now he's in his mid-20s, surely he should not be living at home and eating their food for the rest of his life. But then somebody told Lou that less strenuous for the voice than talking was singing. And Lou started singing. And Lou became Luciano Pavarotti. And now you know the rest of the story.